Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. You want to get into our morning conversation?
Let's do that. Okay, so the other day we talked about that guy who stole the utility pole.
After he stole the car.
Yes, and he tried to recycle the utility pole.
Yeah.
And he got turned away, and he was caught later by cops because he still had the utility pole.
A big metal utility pole.
On top of his car. So today, we want to know, what is the strangest thing that you've had or you've seen strapped on the roof of a car?
Now, I grew up in a family that liked to work on their own vehicles. Mm-hmm. Frequently, you would buy a lot of parts at a junkyard and haul them back and then put them on your car.
My family, the same way.
So, I personally have strapped and carried all kinds of stuff in an improper and unsafe manner for miles and miles down a state highway. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Now, this could also go for trucks. You know, things that you've got in the back of a truck that you were supposed to strap down. Some people don't always do that. I have an uncle who...
There's always that uncle. Yes, I have those as well.
Yes. Yeah. So this uncle, he had... It was either a washer or dryer or stove or some one of those, like, that size kind of appliance.
Uh-huh.
Had it in the back of the truck, but he didn't strap it down.
Why would you?
And when he arrived to his destination, he was without that appliance.
He didn't even know it.
It was just gone. He didn't even know it.
Okay, my uncles, John and Glenn, they were the youngest of the four boys. My dad was the oldest. They were rebuilding a 1972 Chevrolet Monte Carlo that had been crashed in the front.
Okay.
They bought it wrecked. They were piecing it back together. It was green, with green interior, of course. It was the 70s.
Yeah.
Nice car. Just the whole front end was smashed. They found one almost exactly the same color at a junkyard about an hour away.
Wow.
So they drove down there. They took the whole front clip off of it.
Uh-huh.
The hood, the fenders, you know, the grill, the bumper, all of it. Pretty much just unbolted all of it, dropped it on a trailer. One of them says, we should probably tie this down. The other one goes, ah, it's heavy. It'll probably be fine.
Oh, no.
They're driving down the road, and the wind caught that hood and just sent it sailing end over end.
Oh, my goodness.
Two cars behind them almost ran over it.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah. So then they had to go find another hood. So we went through three hoods before we ever got this thing running
again. What color was the one that they ended up with?
It also was green.
Oh,
they found another green. But it was a lighter color green, so they ended up having to paint the whole car.
Oh.
But I digress. We used that hood as a sign. We owned a pond out at the end of our town, and people kept dumping stuff at our pond.
So you spray painted on them?
With my uncle, very nicely and very beautiful painting and with a nice font painted, no dumping please, on this old Monte Carlo hood.
That's hilarious.
We welded up a frame to where it was upright, and we smashed it into the ground and held it down with axles off of an old truck
so that
nobody would take the sign or throw the sign in the pond or whatever. So yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Out of tragedy comes a beautiful thing. So what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in the back of a car or a truck that probably shouldn't have been there? That is our morning conversation.